Next on the Mole, on today's host, commenting on how to defeat Trumpism. So all sorts of Republicans are attacking Donald Trump now, including Senator Bob Corker, the Republican chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He charged in an interview with the New York Times that Trump was treating his office like a reality show with reckless threats towards other countries that could set the nation, I quote, on the path to World War III. Corker said he was concerned about Trump. "You would have to be concerned about anyone who cares about our nation," Corker said, adding that the vast majority of our caucus understands that we're dealing with here, the volatility we're dealing with, the tremendous amount of work it takes by people around him to keep him in the middle of the road. Robert Reich, who's a very liberal, very active liberal writer, Secretary of Labor under Clinton, but a critic of Clinton, now a pundit, wrote that a senator that he'd known called Trump anonymously nuts, unfit, dangerous. He added, "Trump's not just a moron. He's a despicable human being. He's getting crazier, paranoid, unhinged. Everybody knows it. I mean, we're up to our eyeballs in excrement." Here's another word. Reich's essay, and that was from a senator of the United States, or confident of it. Reich's essay is so characteristic. It's like so many smart, knowledgeable, thoughtful people, liberals and further left, who are so appalled and fascinated they can't take their eyes off him. And like network TV and several cable stations, it's Trump all the time. They do it to gain an audience, of course, as so many people obsessed by the man, but they also feel that he must be stopped, and somehow, that is, if his absurd ideas and bizarrely mendacious presentation, that if it's exposed, that somehow, someday, he will be driven by power. Well, that leads to the question of how to stop him. And there's only really one way, that is to build movements of thoughtful people, because Trumpism is going to continue, and the whole corporate apparatus will continue. We have to build movements of thoughtful people committed to a vision of a new America, a democratic and sustainable America, and also sufficiently committed and knowledgeable to reach out and convince their families, their neighbors, their co-workers. That's our job, to, yes, expose Trump, but also to build those counter movements with the capacity to prevail, and the capacity to prevail over time into the future over the forces of corporate capital. Next on the Old Mole, Jan Hawkins interviews Kappa Kassavova about her new book, Border, A Journey to the Edge of Europe.